Thoughts on Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 10. Remember your past. Or perhaps it would be better put, never forget your past. Keep it in mind. Remember your past. Let me read the verse. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 10. This is what God says. Before that time, before the foundation of the house of the Lord for the Jews returning from exile, before God had brought them back, before God was restoring them back in their land, before that time there were no wages for man or beast. No one could go about his business safely because of his enemy, for I had turned every man against his neighbor. That's what it was like in the past. God was showing his wrath against Judah because of their sin, their breaking of the covenant. And that's what it was like. It was grim in the extreme. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 10. There were no wages for man or beast. They could toil in the field or whatever, but there'd be no food for them. There'd be no income for them. There was no safety. There was no security. There was no trust. There was no reliability. The whole breakdown of society was taking place. They had enemies around them. It was ruin staring them in the face. There they were living through it. Misery. Fear. This is what their sin had brought them to. And it wasn't just a force of circumstances. God is very clear in verse 10. This is the way it was. For I had turned. For I had brought this about. For I had brought this judgment upon them. I had warned them. They wouldn't listen. And this is what they came to. And this is what they were in, this state. Now, of course, we'll come to that. But remember your past. Never forget it. Remember the slavery. Remember the bondage. Remember the captivity. Remember the misery of it all. But what about us in the new covenant? What were we, brother and sister, before we were converted? We become new creatures in Christ. We're now in the kingdom. We've been transformed, or we're being transformed into the likeness of Christ, or should be. This is what it is to be a Christian. We've been born again into that new living condition. Before it was ruin, before it was slavery, before it was the miry pit. Now he's lifted us out of that miry pit. He's put a new song in our mouth. God has. We were lost. We were far off. We were dwelling in darkness, even night itself. Grief and misery. We were on the road, the high road, the broad road that leads to destruction. Remember the pit from which you were dug. Remember the mire from which you were lifted. He saw me ruined in the fall. Yes, that's where we were. Lord, I was blind, I could not see. Lord, I was dumb. Lord, I was deaf. Lord, I was dead. This is what we were, brother and sister. We were in a state of misery and ruin. But God, in his great mercy, has rescued us. But let us stay with this point in this discourse. Remember your past. What has God delivered us from? What did Christ do? What did Christ accomplish? What did Christ undergo to deliver us from such a ruinous state? I say it again. He saw us ruined in the fall, yet loved us notwithstanding all. So we look back and remember what we were. Let us turn from that and now show by our lives how much gratitude we have. And may there be deep, deep gratitude in our hearts for delivering us from such a bondage.